I am originally from Southern Sudan. I'm one of the lost boy, a lost girls that resident in the United States in 2000s. I've been in the United States for 17 years and a half right now. That's where I'm originally from. Back then it was called Sudan. Right now the country is divided into two, so I'm originally from Southern Sudan. First day in the United States, I came here in 2000, December 23rd, and it was really a snowing day, big snow. When I came here, I was 14-year-old that never seen the snow before. They give us the orientation saying that there was something like ice, but we didn't know that the thing, when they did it in Kenya, they bring the piece of ice to feel it with a hand. But over here, it looked like a sugar was on the floor. It looked like a flower on the floor. So we exit from the airplane. We find all of Bethany Christian Services people waiting for us, plus the foster parent. The wrong part, and what made me remember this, is the size of clothes and shoes and everything that they brought to the airport for me. They bring everything, has a 14-year-old girl, didn't know how tall she is and size of the shoes she wear. So finally they came. When I put on the jacket, it could not even go all the way to my arm. When I put the shoes on, they are like 14-year-old in America girl, not a Sudanese girl. I was wearing flip-flops. So they said that they have to go to the closest store. My parents live all the way in like about 40, 45 minutes away from the airport. So they want to go to the closest store to get me shoes and a jacket because it was so cold. So it was a snow, stormy day, like I said before. And I said, never mind, I will just manage it. I will get in a car like that. So they said, are you sure? And I said, yeah. When I put my feet in there, I was freezing to the point I could not even talk anymore. And then I went down and touched it. I thought that it would not be that cold. So I remember my mom saying that, I hope she's not gonna be shocked. So I said, if this how it's gonna be, oh, we better buy some stuff so I could go down, or if the house is really far away where I could walk, I don't want to put my feet in it anymore. So we stopped at Myers, buy some shoes and jacket, and then we went home, and I was totally fine. Couple of days later, I overslept for 18 hours because I never been in this cold weather. They thought that something is wrong with me, so they called the ambulance and everything because I couldn't wake up. They come and poke my hand, they find me, I'm fine, I'm just sleeping. It's the time changes and all this. So I quite remember all my first day. So it was a challenging, but it was great. I'm still with my foster parent. We have a little bit gap when I was in high school, but I went back to them. So I'm still with them right now. They are the one taking care of my boys during the day when I'm working. So it's challenging because you bringing this stranger in your house that you don't know. It's challenging to them and it's challenging to us. And then here we are. We grow up where there is no parent, where you in a refugee camp, you independent as a child. And you step in America and you have somebody that you call parent. So it's quiet up a little bit challenge and mind is stressed. And we have a lot of culture shock and language barrier. Those kind of stuff was killing us so much, not to make us getting along with foster parent. But you work it out because if you are 14 years old, where could you go? The thing I like in the United States, one of the things that you grow up in a freedom life, you are in a secure area that you don't have anyone that will harm you. You're not hearing any gunshot anywhere. Maybe some places are, but at least if you make a choice to be in that situation of hearing a gunshot in America, but I don't see any big crime, people moving all the time. You worry about where you're gonna sleep, where your children are, what your children gonna eat tomorrow, if your children will be in the same life that you were in before. Security is one of the key things because if you are hungry and don't even like sleep good at night, you will not be able to focus on anything. For example, if the child is always scared of something that's gonna hurt you. You're not eating well. How are you gonna focus in school? So the thing in America, I love it to be here. So my boys will have a secure place that they could call home. They will not be worried about going to school tomorrow, and that school will be destroyed. And they will sit home for another 2 weeks or so. And then when they try to go back to school again, the worry start again. So I love that part. My kids are growing with no difficulties. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. He just turned 2 last Saturday. They always dream to be engineers, which is if you go to my home country right now and find a 4-year-old, only dream that they have is like, where am I going to eat tomorrow? They don't even have a dream of, am I going to go to school tomorrow? And what am I become when I grow up? They don't have that question. The question they have in their mind is, they don't have nowhere to eat, nowhere to sleep. You lost your parent or so. So every time when I come home and I say, what did you learn from grandma and grandpa today? Oh, yeah, we learned this and learned this. And mom, I can't wait to grow up to be an engineer like Uncle Benjamin and Uncle Daniel. I'm like, great. I didn't even have that dream at all in my life. But here you are. I'm happy that you dream. I'm so proud that I own my degree. But the student loan I have is a heartbreak. That thing right there is terrifying my family so much, my foster parent and me myself. Sometimes when I look into it, put me into stress. I'm like, this money, where am I going to get it paid? I'm working with a nonprofit. There's a lot of stuff that I have to work on so hard to get the student loan forgiveness. There are some time that I feel like it's not going to get there. God is the only one knows. Looking forward, I'm looking for my kid to pursue the education without financial issue like what I have 5 years from now and so. God blessed me with a good foster parent, like the way I said before. I was not able to buy a house because of that student loan. But my parents helped us. My husband, on the other hand, has a student loan because nobody educated us in the beginning. When you go to college, student loan is something that's going to beat into your life. So we both have a student loan that we could not pay back because we're not getting a good job. I question myself, why are we not getting a decent job to pay our student loan back? Is it because of language barrier? Is it because we are not American? Is it because we didn't grow up where the money are? It's so many questions are in there. But when I find other Americans are going through that too, I kind of calm myself down and I say the situation will be solved later.